just for the record, I am recording, okay? So we're recording, and so we're talking about this campaign. It's called Remix the Narrative, correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, are we basically talking about, I'm sure an advertising campaign is within this overall campaign, right? Tell me a little bit about Remix the Narrative.
Remix the Narrative is a social media platform opportunity for people to record their videos of themselves and challenge the stereotypes or the biases that might be associated with their appearance, so to speak. But this is in support of a much broader effort of the foundation, which is a truth and reconciliation enterprise for America that we're calling Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation.
Now, the overall process, Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation, that has been going on for, what, a couple years now?
Actually, we just launched that along with Remix the Narrative last week. This work builds on the last decade of work that we've funded at the foundation on racial healing and racial equity, and that work was called America Healing. But in light of the recent tragedies that we've all seen through video cams and cell phone videos, the country's attitudes toward race and race relations have shifted, and we've reached an unprecedented moment in our country where there is a palpable awareness of the need to do something about racism and to help find meaningful and reasonable ways to overcome our biases. And that's what Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation is about. Not only our individual biases, but the biases that are built into our systems and structures in this country.
And you're talking about institutionalized racism.
Right. Some people call it institutionalized. Some people call it structural. But it's part of the legacy of this country having been conceived and built on the false premise of a hierarchy of human value.
Sometimes I like to liken it to other, similar historical narratives, including how, Christopher Columbus discovered America and a kind of false...
Or the West was won, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely. But those narratives, reflect a view that is grounded in this idea that some people have more value than others. And it's enshrined in our Constitution, and we have tried to overcome it. You know, there was a civil war. There was a civil rights movement. There were episodic times in our nation's history where we attempted to deal with the consequences of this false belief. But we've never really looked the belief squarely in the face, identified it as a total myth, and made a decision to transform our structures and our systems to embrace all people with equal value and equitably. And that's what this effort is about. We know it's a multi-year effort. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's a clear intention to bring diverse sectors together, the public sector, the private sector, the nonprofit groups all over this country, to work to overcome the legacy of an entrenched belief in racial hierarchy.
Did you happen to catch the halftime show at the Super Bowl last night?
I did not, but I heard that there were some political references in Beyonce's song. Mm-hmm. They call it political. But to me, if you say it's political, it's to diminish its importance.
Because it was kind of multicultural, very colorful, kind of a hippie / Hindu message of peace, and in the end, kind of reconciliation, and the song that they were singing was something like, let's get it together, or, we'll figure this all out, or something like that, but it was clearly meant to address the kind of times that we're going through.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't see that. I would like to have seen it so I could have, had a reaction this morning in preparation for this conversation. But we definitely have reached a point in America that is unprecedented, where the bulk, almost 60% or more of people realize we've got some unfinished business on these issues and we need to find effective ways to address them.
So let's talk a little bit more about the remix, the narrative part of this campaign, where it seems like this is part of the effort where you're actually getting folks on the street involved.
We invite people to visit our website, wkkf.org, and go to the Remix the Narrative link and put their own videos. We invite people to put their videos up on Facebook or YouTube. Absolutely. We want people to say, to take ownership of countering the stereotypes. It's beneficial to the individual, and it's also beneficial to the community.
All right. I mean, this is a great effort, it sounds like, and I don't know what else I can ask you here. What am I missing?
Well, people may want to know how they can get involved organizationally, and if you have an organization that has a broad reach and you want your organization to put these issues right at the center of their activities, if you think it's an important priority, you can also visit our website and get in touch with us to be a partner as an organization.
Because there's lots of groups and organizations taking part in this effort, right?
Right. As of today, we have over 70 organizations that have signed up to be partners in Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation. And there are over 500 that are involved in the racial healing work that we've been funding for the last, you know, decade or so.
All right.
It's been a collective effort to get this done, for sure.
All right. Well, again, I really appreciate the time. We'll be helping to get the message out as well. So I really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday.
I will, and thank you so much. Enjoy the conversation.
Take care. Me too. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.